Acts 28:3 says, "As Paul gathered an armful of sticks and laid them on a fire, a poisonous snake driven out by the heat bit him on the hand." Why did Paul get bit by that snake? No, seriously. Have you ever asked that question? Like, he's already a prisoner because he's telling people about Jesus and he's persevering through. Then they shipwreck on an island and he is still trusting God. Then out of nowhere, he throws some wood on the fire and a venomous snake pops out and bites him. Why did it not bite one of the other guys? Why Paul? Can you relate? Maybe you have your very own snake in your life. Here is a daily word of encouragement for you. Acts 28:5 through 6 says, "But Paul shook off the snake into the fire and was unharmed. The people waited for him to swell up or suddenly drop dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw that he wasn't harmed, they changed their minds and decided that he was a god." So word spread, and then the chief official's dad gets sick, and Paul heals him in Jesus' name. Then word spreads of this, and all of the sick on the island came to be healed. None of that would have happened if Paul hadn't been bitten by that snake. So maybe today you have your very own snake in your life. That thing that just feels like it's unnecessary. Your snake bite.